Joined on the pregame show now by Dom Nyman, left-hander, back on the hill after, what, 2 months away, 3 months away, just about with that shoulder injury. Congrats, and how's everything feel?
Feels pretty good. Yeah, I was about 2 months off down in Port Charlotte, but I'm all healthy now and feels good to be back out there.
Yeah, I bet. And that's got to be a tough thing to go through. First 2 months as a pro were going really well and then hit a snag like that. How did you process that and eventually come out of it?
Yeah, it's definitely it definitely put my mood down a little just to get hurt, but I tried to keep my eye on the bigger picture, and I knew that if I took my time in rehab, I'd be able to be back and continue doing what I was doing.
You got a nice little scoreless streak going from before the injury and carried it into yesterday, inning and two-thirds scoreless. What do you think has been the key to your success here early in your pro career?
I think it's kind of been the same my whole career. I just try to attack the zone. I try to go after hitters and get them early so that I can keep my pitch count down and just keep going.
Yeah. 5-year college career for you. So you're a Connecticut guy, 4 seasons at Central Connecticut State. I want to start there. It's in your hometown, right? Mm-hmm. What was that experience like pitching at that high level like you did in front of probably a lot of friends and family?
It's awesome. It's great to pitch close to home so all your friends and family can come watch, kind of like what Trey's doing here now. Yeah. With his family. So I feel what he's going through. It's awesome.
Now, was it a hard decision? Was it an easy decision considering that you pitched 4 years there? Was it an easy decision to leave and go somewhere like Kentucky in the SEC to maybe test yourself at another level?
I wouldn't say it was a hard decision. I just knew that's what I had to do with my career if I wanted to keep playing. It was definitely tough to leave my friends and my family and the coaches there, but I knew if I wanted to take the next step, I had to go play somewhere else.
Now, Kentucky, some ups and downs. Obviously, the SEC is a challenge. What was the biggest challenge for you adjusting to that new level?
I think just the difference between that and where I was at is 1 through 9 can swing it, whereas where I was, once you get past the fourth guy, I wouldn't say it's easy, but it's definitely not the same. 1 through 9 in the SEC can all swing it, and you got to be locked in.
Now, how did you get through some of those struggles? I know that can probably be a little jarring, especially considering how successful you were your first 4 years.
I think, honestly, Coach Rozelle and Coach Minge do a great job of keeping us centered and keeping our eye on the prize. And Coach Minge says everything expires at midnight. So once the game was over, I can dwell on it. But once the next day hits, got to let it go.
Is that something you've kind of carried into the pros here?
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's a lot of things Coach Minge has I've kept from him. He's great.
It's a good deal. Now you're pitching here with Trey Pooser. You guys are kind of in a similar situation. Like you said, you know, he's pitching in his hometown, but 4-year pitcher somewhere else, and then he transferred. How much fun is it to be at a new level with a teammate?
It's awesome. It definitely made the beginning easier knowing somebody. So the awkward stage was a little easier because I had someone to look to, whereas he also had someone to look to.
Early time as a pro here, the Rays are known for developing pitching. How excited were you once you got into the system and kind of realized what's made everybody so successful here?
Yeah, I mean, I heard great things before I got there, and then when I got here, I kind of just was able to see what everybody was talking about. They do a great job, and I think the staff is just unbelievable.
Now, in terms of your background, I was looking on your Kentucky bio, big family. I imagine that kind of breeds some competitiveness. What was that like growing up with a bunch of siblings?
Yeah, I mean, I guess competitiveness is something I've always been used to. Just, it's a crazy household with all 4 of us, I'll say that.
Where are you in the pecking order?
I am the oldest.
Oh boy,
so,
there you go. A
little better.
Yeah, top of the food chain. Yeah, I'm with you there. It's a good time. Looking ahead to the rest of the season, biggest goals, maybe keys to success for you?
I think just with injury in the middle of the season, I'm really just looking to finish strong and keep on the track that I'm on and carry that into the off season and then into the following season.
Dom, congrats again and best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.